worse. So in the past, it's been very productive to have guys give chaburs. We'll try to organize that going forward, especially guys who've been in the shiur more than a year in particular. It's very worthwhile. So hopefully we'll try to make it more concrete and figure out a way to do it. Okay, I have a Tosefta's Dvarim in the Ramban that we were looking at yesterday before we go on to the next piece in Tosefta's. The Ramban, you saw in the Ramban basically holds like Rashi, that the Gidur Chamik, you know, he brings the other sheet also, but Sarkapim, but he goes like Rashi, that Gidur Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, means that you have a Gidur means a Charitz, Chakak. And the Chista says that the Chakak is not Mesdar for the Mechitza Shal Gabo. And the Ramban asks some of the questions that Taisus leveled at Rashi. He asks the Kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos Dav Zayin, Abaye, Chakak Rashlim. How can it be mistarif? It gives two teretzim for that. One teretz is that if they steer is different. There's another teretz that since the kaisel is mistarif to be with the kiwi, bachutz is mistarif to the kiwi, so it's more nearer kimachitza. Mele tzeibel already to be mistarif with the chakak as well. He asked the question from Bor Bechul Yosoi. He said the teretz, the bar and the chulia are different because they're naturally connected. It's calmer. But there were several of the questions that Taisus asked on Rashi. The Ramban does not ask. And that's the question. Why doesn't he ask those? Why doesn't he deal with those questions? He does not ask from the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says that Tachtoino Chayil V'Royef Me'asara is able to marav la'atzma. Taisus asks on Rashi, how can the Chachamim be marav la'atzma? It's Royef Me'asara. And the Chakak is also Royef Me'asara. So yesterday I said maybe the Ramban holds that the Tachtoim doesn't have a din of a chakak at all. Chakak is only a hole where even if you're in the hole, you feel like you're in a hole. If this is your field, similar to what the Ramban said by a base deer, if this is your field, then it doesn't feel like you're in a chakak. It feels like this is the ground level. It could be. So maybe from Erev it's not so sure. But also, it's very strange that he doesn't ask him Agamar. Why didn't he ask him Agamar? Agamar said, and he himself in the previous paragraph, which we haven't done yet, he mentions Agamar. It's not like it's not in his radar screen. In Agamar it says, the chakak is mashlim the yasar tlachim. How can you be mesarif the chakak to the kaisel? So yesterday, Lisa, I said, well, maybe he didn't have to ask from the Gemara in Sukkah because he asked already from the Gemara in Shabbos. So it's the same thing. I know how. He asked from the Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Zayin. It's the same thing as asking from the Gemara, but it's the same case. But I thought afterwards that that's not maspid. Because when the Rabban asks from the Gemara in Shabbos, he says two terutzim. Teretz number one, that a beis diva is different. Teretz number two is that since the kaisel is mistarif with the kiwi, it's already near the mechitzu, so it's more able to be mistarif with the kaka. So maybe the first teretz that he said, the Shabbos, maybe it works for sukkah as well. It's also a beis diva. It's not a bias, can't call it a bias number exactly, but it's also his mokum diva. So therefore, he didn't have to talk about the sukkah in sukkah. He talks about the sukkah in Shabbos. Whatever he says for Shabbos works for the sukkah in sukkah. But the second teretz that he gave for the Gemara in Shabbos, that the kaisel can mesarif the chakak because the kaisel on the outside is able to mesarif for the kiwi, so it's more near the mechitza. That's only a teretz for Shabbos. That doesn't help over here in sukkah, because the Gemara here in sukkah is not necessarily talking about, certainly not only talking about where the schach is mashlim me'asar tvachim b'chutz. The Gemara says stop. We have a sukkah that's lamata me'asar tvachim. Yesh b'chal zeh, that the whole sukkah is lamata me'asar tvachim, even with the schach. And yet the chakak, so you can't say anymore that whatever he says for Shabbos works for Sukkah as well. It's not true. He says one of the teretzim that he says for Shabbos could be a teretz for Sukkah too, but the other teretz that he says for Shabbos is not going to help for Sukkah at all. No, the Ramban should ask him the Gemara in Sukkah. Then we also grappled yesterday a lot when the Ramban brought, after he finishes with Rashi Shita, then he brings the Shita of the Tzarfatim. That actually a person not talking about a chakak at all. Chakak is a mistara because kula can mechitza leim with him. Talking about a tel. Tel leim with him is not miracle mechitza. And that's very similar to the chatz earlier. Then he brought the achayim pirshu. The Rav Chis is talking about the Gemara in Erev. So I asked yesterday, what's the achayim any different than the Tzarfatim? It's basically, The Gemara in Erevin supports the Sarfatim. That's one of Tosfos' points that you see from the Gemara in Erevin there. Because it's talking about the higher. That says in the Gemara in Erevin. Rav Chisda is talking about the Elyon. He's not talking about the Tachtonim. Tosfos brings from there Raya. Oh, you see, like me there. Rav Chisda is talking about a Tel and not a Cheretz, because the Chatzar Elyon is the equivalent of a Tel. The Chatzar Tachtonim is the equivalent of the Cheretz. The Gemara says the Feresh. Rav Chisda is only talking about the Elyon. He's not talking about the Tachtonim. Tosfos said it's a Raya to me. It's a Kashan Rashi. Yeah, in the Chanan. But a klaponim. So once you say that Tzarfatim and the Acherim is Hainuach, once you say that Tzarfatim, that Rav Chisda is talking about a Tel, so what's any different than the Acherim? The Acherim say he's talking about Erev Chatzeres. It comes to the same thing, saying that you're saying that there's no difference in Erev Chatzeres than anything else, and Rav Chisda is talking about a Tel, we're not going to say any Chilukim that Erev Chatzeres is different, so Mele, he's also talking about the Erev Chatzeres. Like what's in Tosfos like that? Tosfos, when he presented the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, he says Rabbeinu Tam Pirish that we're talking about a Tel, either a Tel B'Shus HaYochid, or like the case of the Erevin of Shei Chatzeres, the Chatzer El Yoyna. So I know after a Tel B'Shus HaYochid, the Chatzer El Yoyna, they're the same thing. Then it's a Kashan Rashi, what does Rashi do with the word Erevin? Yeah, we've been talking about that. Maybe Rashi holds, maybe the Rabban holds that the Chatzer Tachtoin is not like a Chakak, since you don't feel like you're in a Chakak. But once you're saying the Tzarfatim, the Rav Chisda is a Tel, so nothing really changes by saying the Acherim Pirshu that he's talking about Chatzar El Yoyna. Tel, Chatzar El Yoyna, Sain Lach. But in the Ramban it's Mashma, it's like a new Shita. The Shita of Tzarfatim, that Rav Chisda is talking about a Tel B'Shus HaRabim. And then the Acherim Pirshu, the Rav Chisda is talking about specifically the case in Erevin about the Chatzar El Yoyna. Kilum, the Mashma says, but not about a Tel B'Shus HaRabim. So why not? Whatever is true about the Chatzar El Yoyna, it should be true about a Tel B'Shus HaRabim as well. So these are some of the unanswered questions in the Rambam. So I was thinking this morning, about 10 minutes ago actually, that's why I'm late. That maybe you could say, maybe the shot is like this. You know, we've been talking about this issue of being near a kemachitza. Is it for the Eimid Befim? Is it for the Eimid Bechutz? That's for sure. It says in the Ramban, there are chitta and chisaron that it's not near kemachitza. Throughout the whole Ramban, we saw yesterday. That's the recurring theme in the Ramban. But his understanding of chitta's halacha, like kula begidda, the kula bemachitza, has to do with that it has to be near kemachitza. Has to be nitpas in the eye of the beholder as being a single entity. Now we'll start with Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is there chitta talking about a chakak, and somehow a chakak with a mechitza shel gabo, it's not nitpas as being a mechitza, as being one mechitza. To whom is it not mitzvah? The problem is mitzvah, which observer? The observer in the chak, not this is no, we're talking about this. We're talking about the observer, is the problem for the observer in the chak, or for the problem for the observer on the outside? See, yesterday I said that in the Ramban is mashma that the problem is even for the observer on the inside. Because that's why the Ramban is mechalek between a beistira and not a beistira. That chiluk is for the observer on the inside. When you're in the chak, it still looks to you like a chak. But if you live there, then it looks to you like a wall. That's what I said yesterday. And apparently the Ramban, and that's a chiddush, the Ramban holds that the chakak is a problem, the chakak looks like a chakak for the Eimid Bifnim too. But maybe we could suggest that that's not true. That the Ramban agrees that for the person inside the chakak, there's no problem, there's no, it's all nirek mechitzah. Even the Rabban has that. It's nirek mechitza. The problem is for the person on the outside. That since on the outside it's not nirek mechitza, for the person on the outside he sees a drop with the mechitza al gabo. That's why in the Ramban, Rabban starts off with holding like Rashi. Basically, he holds like Rashi. So I want to say today, keep going back and forth on this, but today I want to suggest that maybe the Rabban really holds that the problem of a chakak is mitzat the observer on the outside, not mitzat the observer on the inside. Because for the observer on the inside, it's takakulik mechitzah. The Rabban says later in the Tzarfat, that's true even in the beginning. That for the observer on the inside, it's taka nirak mechitzah. Nonetheless, if Krista says that's not good enough, you need it to look like a mechitzah for the observer on the outside. That's the problem with the Kaddish. Of course, the problems with saying that, this is why yesterday I didn't say this way, is because if that's the case, if our issue is with the observer on the outside, then what's the difference if it's a base dira or if it's not a base dira? The whole base dira thing is only a difference for the guy on the inside. That's where he lives, so to him it doesn't look like a chakak. So we could say, maybe we could say, we could be soibel, we'll see, because there's going to be a big rebuch in being soibel, that let's be soibel that it's not true, that it being a base dira helps for the guy on the outside as well. That even for the guy on the inside, it's always near a mechitzah. But the problem is, what about the guy on the outside? The mechitzah is for b'chias rabim, it has to look like a mechitzah for the rabim, for the people on the outside. So that's your chista's problem. If you're going like Rashi, that's your chista's problem. The chakak is a problem for the bnei rishus rabim, because to them it's not nirak mechitzah. So what's the pshat in the Gemara in the Shabbos Daf Zayin? Says the Rabbana, a base dira is different. Why is a base dira different? Because even for the guy on the outside, since this is a mokum dira, even if you're looking at it from the outside, since this is a mokum dira, so even the guy on the outside recognizes that this chakak is a sunken living room, and even the guy on the outside sees it already as more mechitzadik than would ordinarily be the case. I'm just saying, let's be soibel that day. You know, we'll recognize that's a little bit of a day. That's why yesterday I assumed that the way. But let's say, we'll see where it takes us, we'll say that the chisor of the chakak is a chisor mitzad the outsider, mitzad the bnei rishus harabim, and we'll swallow that the Rabban could say within that there's a difference between a mokum dira and not a mokum dira. That even for the guy on the outside, when the chakak is a mokum dira, even the guy on the outside sees it more as a mechitzah. Because it's a bias gomel. So he recognizes that's the mechitzas habayis. Hashem, in an ordinary case of a chakak, to the guy on the outside, he sees gidud versus a mechitza, and he doesn't see it tziruf. The insider sees it tziruf regardless. He's roya pnei asar, like the Gemara in Eved. The tachtoin is roya pnei asar. So Mela, first of all, I could understand three things. First of all, I could understand why the Rabban never asked from sukkah. One of our problems. Why did Rabban ask not from Sukkah? He asked from the Gemara in Shabbos Dav Zayin. Why didn't he ask from the Gemara in Sukkah? And again, he can't just say it's Hainu Hach, because he gives Teirutzim from the Gemara in Dav Zayin, two Teirutzim from the Gemara in Dav Zayin in Shabbos, one of which is that it's a base deer, works for Sukkah too. But he gave another Teretz that the Kaisel is also mistar for the Kiwi, so it looks more like a Mechitza, which doesn't help for Sukkah at all. So he has to deal, why didn't he deal with the Gemara in Sukkah? He doesn't. It's so weird in the Rabban that he doesn't talk about the Gemara in Sukkah at all, even though before he was busy with it. In the previous paragraph he was busy with it. He comes to this issue with Rav Chisda, and like the Gemara in Sukkah doesn't exist. There it is, because it was pushed by the Ramban, that by Sukkah we're only interested in the guy on the inside. We have no interest with the guy on the outside. And for the guy on the inside, about it, it's good. It's Raya Pnei Asar. It's like the Tachtoin, it's Raya Pnei Asar. And there's no problem in the first place. So that's why the Gemara in Sukkah didn't interest the Ramban in this context. That's number one. Number two, we could say the same thing about Erev Chatzeres. Why didn't the Ramban ask from the Gemara in Erev? Gemara in Erev says it's only a problem for the Elyon, it's not a problem for the Tachtoin. What do you mean? According to you, Ramban, that the issue is even by a chak, so a chak is like the tachtoina, so how come a chis doesn't apply to the tachtoina? Wasn't where an Arabian say, shiny tachtoina, hail the roya pnei asara. A chak is also roya pnei asara. So why did Ramban not ask from the Gemara in Arabian? How did you say from the Gemara in Arabian? Okay, so again, yesterday I said, maybe the Arabian is different, doesn't look like a chak. It's a long, big area, it's a wide, big area, he doesn't feel like he's in a chak. Lefiyat Torah Meila, we're saying now, maybe we could say, we don't need to say that. We could say the Ramban didn't ask from the Gemara in Erevin, because the Ramban held that Erevin is like Sukkah. The purpose of a mechitza that's Rishus HaRabim is to be Menea, the Bekiyas Rabim. So then we're interested in what it looks like in Mibachutz. But the purpose of Erev Chatzeres is just that I should be able to be Ma'arav La'atzmi. There's no Bnei Rishus HaRabim. But I want that my chotzer should be my own chotzer, not part of a larger chotzer, that I should be able to be Ma'arav La'atzmi. And the Ramban held, maybe Tosfos laughed at it, but the Ramban held that it was posted by the Ramban that they also were only interested in the guy on the inside, were not interested in the guy on the outside. And therefore the Gemara in Erevin is not a problem, because the Gemara in Erevin says, for the Tachtoina is Ma'arav La'atzmi, because the Tachtoina is Roi Epnei Asorah, and all I care about is how the Tachtoina sees it. I don't care, the guy in the bottom doesn't care about how the guy in the top sees it, he only cares how he sees it. That's really Pshat in Gemara in Erevin. That the Tachtoina cares about what it looks like to the Tachtoina, the Elyoina cares about what it looks like to the Elyoina. To the Elyoina, it looks like Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha. To the Tachtoina, it looks like Roi Epnei Asorah. That really says in the Gemara in Erevin. So Rabban says, yeah, because that's how it works by Erev Chatzeres. By Erev Chatzeres, the Elyoina cares about the vantage point of the Elyoina, the Tachtoina cares about the vantage point of the Tachtoina. It's not like Mechitzas of Rishus HaYochid, where we care about what it looks like, not only to the guy in the Rishus HaYochid, but we care about what it looks like to the guy who's standing in the Rishus HaRab. Here I come to the main Revach, I think. I think now we can understand also the Acherim Pirshu. What is the Acherim Pirshu? How is the Acherim Pirshu any different than the Tzapat? That might mean the Tzapatim. The Rav Chisda is not talking about a Chak. Chak is fine, because for the insider, it's good enough. A Chak is good, because for the insider, it's according to the Tzapatim. The Tzapatim say that when it comes to Shabbos, Tzafatim say that the problem is a tel and not a chak. Because by a chak, it's near to mechitz to the aim of the pnim. By a tel to the aim of the pnim, it's not near to mechitz. That's Rabbeinu Tam, Tzafatim. And it was a chayim pishu. And the Chayim Pirshu say that Rav Chisda is not talking about a tel Rishus Rabban. He's talking about Erev Chatzeres and the Chatzer Elyon. So the problem was, okay, so you're basically Rabbeinu Tam. You just changed the scenery. You're basically going like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rav Chisda is talking about a tel and what it looks like to the guy in the tel. So why is that any different than Rabbeinu Tam? But now, Yichelani Leimar, that what the Ramban is saying is that it could be that according to the Acherim, the Rav Chisda is talking about the case of Erev Chatzeres. So it could very well be that Rav Chisda's halacha is only by Erev Chatzeres, and it won't apply to a tel b'shus harabim. Because by a tel b'shus harabim, which is a mechitz of Shabbos, or to make b'shus yochid from b'shus harabim, so since the purpose of the mechitz is to be menei of the kiyas rabim, so maybe it helps that it's near a kemechitza for the Bnei Rishus Rabban. Now, Shein Kemei Rav Chatzeres, since it's not made for the people on the outside, it's only made for the people on the inside. So it doesn't help that it's near a kemechitza on the outside. It has to be near a kemechitza on the inside. In other words, maybe we could say, before we're saying the Svar Rav Chatzeres, that it's a Kulin Rav Chatzeres. That by a Rishus HaYochid Mechitza, it has a chumrah that it's not enough that it looks like a mechitza b'fnim, it has to look like a mechitza on the outside. By Erev Chatzeres, I don't need to look that it should look like a mechitza on the outside, it has to look like a mechitza on the inside. But now in the Acherim Pirshu, maybe we could turn this around and say that this difference between Erev Chatzeres and Shabbos, in a way it could be a chumrah by Erev Chatzeres. That when it comes to Erev Chatzeres, since the purpose of Erev Chatzeres is not for the outside but only for the inside, so maybe by Erev Chatzeres, the outside doesn't help me. And it doesn't help me that it's nirik mechitza on the outside. It has to be nirik mechitza on the inside. And for the Elyon, it's not nirik mechitza. But in a tel b'shus harabim, Rav Chisda wasn't talking, and it could be that by a tel b'shus harabim, according to the Acherim, it would be a Rishus HaYochid. Because since for the outside people, it looks like they see a mechitza, nirik it's kulik mechitza for the people on the outside. So maybe that's enough to make it into a Rishus HaYochid. Maybe for a Rishus HaYochid, it's enough that it's nirik mechitza on the outside. It doesn't need to be nirik mechitza on the inside. What would be by a chak, according to the Acherim? There's nirik mechitza on the inside and not on the outside. Doesn't say. Maybe that's not good. Maybe it is good. Like upon him, Erev Chatzeres, there the outsiders are my little emory. There I only look on the inside. So if Rav Chisda is talking about Erev Chatzeres, so that's what the Acherim is saying. That's the difference, not the same as the Tzarfatim. The Tzarfatim say Erev Chis is talking about a telbushes harabim. That means the sarfatim amechadish, that by mechitzas of Shabbos, it has to look like a mechitza to the insider. Then maybe that's not even true. Maybe Telbushes Rabbim doesn't have to look like a mechitza to the inside. It's enough that it looks like a mechitza to the outsider. Achem Pishu, but it's only by Erev Chatzeres. Erev Chatzeres, about it has to be only on the inside.
What of that? What happens
when
Rabbanai
is in the
case of
Borbichul
Yosai?
It's
not
Nira. What's the Rabbanai going to do with Borbichul Yosai? Borbichul Yosai. Borbichul Yosai. On the inside. Right, so maybe by Shabbos, it's either one is good. If it looks like a mechitza on the outside, so that's also good, because it's a mechitza that's minei b'kiyas Rabbim. And if on the outside it doesn't look like a mechitza, it looks like a mechitza on the inside. That's also good, because you at least feel like you're gadur from b'kiyas Rabbim. So Yechlam, you go either perspective helps. And Yechlam wasn't talking about Hilchos Shabbos. Yechlam was saying halacha specifically in Hilchos Erev Chatzeres. Hilchos Erev Chatzeres, the Rabbim don't play a role at all. The neighbor doesn't play a role at all. I'm only interested in me. So in Erev Chatzeres, there, Rav Chisda said that a tell is not gonna be good. Del Yoyno cannot be Ma'ar Latz. Because I don't care about what it looks like to the Tachtoina, I only care about what it looks like to the Yel Yoyno.
Yeah. But why would I care then if it looks like a pizza for the inner guy if it's about being one day around?
Well, because he also plays a role. He's also a player. It's to be minei the rabbin from him. Otherwise, it has to look like a mechitza to somebody who's a player over here. So in a regular rishis hayochad, the mechitza is to separate the bnei rishis rabbin from the bnei rishis hayochad. So if it looks like a mechitza to bnei rishis rabbin, fine. If it looks like a mechitza to bnei rishis hayochad, also fine. It has to look like a mechitza to somebody who's a player in the game. Mashenkin by mechitzas in Erev Chatzeres, or by sukkah for that matter, it has to look like a mechitza. There's only one player, the guy b'fnim, the guy b'chutz is le'mayla v'le'mayr. So there, it only helps that it's near the mechitza b'fnim. It's irrelevant how it looks like b'chutz. And that's the case of Chatzol Yon and Chatzor Tachten. And that's the chiddush of the Acherim. The Erev Chisda is only talking about Erev Chatzeres. He's not talking about mechitza Shabbos at all. The whole mahalach works because I'm learning up in the Ramban, not like I said yesterday. That for the oimid b'fnim, by chak, for the oimid b'fnim is no problem. The problem is kulim mitzav the oimid b'chutz. So the Seder HaDvarim in the Ramban, feel what I'm suggesting now. The Seder HaDvarim in the Ramban, he has Rashi, the Tzarfatim, and the Acher. The Seder HaDvarim is, according to Rashi, by Mechitza Shabbos, it's not enough that it looks like a Mechitza for the guy inside, it has to also look like a Mechitza for the guy outside. So therefore, chak's no good. It may look like a mechitza to you in the chak, doesn't look like a mechitza to everybody else. According to Rashi, it has to look like a mechitza for the people on the outside also. Does it also have to look like a mechitza for the guy on the does it have to look like a mechitza for the guy on the inside also? Lay it there. I don't know, go either way. But I'll complain, but it has to look like a mechitza for the people on the outside, and therefore a mechitza is going to be a chak, and that's the problem with the chak. It looks like a mechitza only on the inside, not on the outside. That's Shitas Rashi, that's where the Ramban begins. Against that, he has a series of problems. He has a series of Gemara and Shabbos about Abaye, which is, well, it's a Mokum Dira. Mokum Dira is different. And we'll have to say it's different even for the people on the outside. He has a problem or he has another answer for that problem, that maybe since on the outside the Mechitz of the Kaisel goes up to the Kiwi, includes the Kiwi, so therefore it's Nirukim Mechitz on the outside. But upon him, Rashi basically is, and then he has a problem with Borbachul Yosai. It's not near Kimachitz on the outside. She says, no, the bor always has a chulia, so you always think of it that you're standing on top of the chulia looking all the way down with a sheer drop of 10 tefachim. So, akapanim, so he deals with all of the problems case by case, but the basic sheet of Rashi is that we're only interested, or at least we certainly need to have, that it should be near Kimachitz for the guy on the outside. What's Rashi going to do? This is the problem we threw it there. What's Rashi going to do with the Gemara and Sukkah? What's Rashi going to do with Ag Gemara? For that matter, what's Rashi going to do with the Gemara in Erevin? What's the Gemara in Sukkah? You're chaykik lahashda. What does it help? It's not near the mechitz on the outside. Or the Gemara in Erevin. The Tachtayin is ma'ar l'atzmach. may look like a mechitza for tachlina, right? It doesn't look like a mechitza for people on the outside. So we'll answer that that's the sukkah, the Erev Chatzer is a different taka. By sukkah and Erev Chatzer, I don't care about the outside, all I care about is the inside. I don't need a shuvinirka mechitza on the outside. And the Rabban took that for granted. That's what the Rabban, everybody asked him where in sukkah, and everybody asked him where in Erev Chatzer. Because he understood for Dovah Poshut that the Sfar of Rashi has to be nirka and mechitza to the Levei Yishus Harabim, and that's the only an issue. We're talking about mechitzas that are there to be obstacles for the Bnei Yishus Harabim. You know, we're not talking about Erev Chatzeres, we're not talking about sukkah. That's the first chapter in the Rambam. Then the Rambam brings the Tzarfatim. The Tzarfatim say that Faket, Rechis is talking about a tell. And the Tzarfatim hold that even by Shabbos, we're not interested in we don't care about the people on the outside. We only care about what it looks like on the inside. That's the sheet of the Tzarfatim, the Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, if you're on top of a hill, that's not a Rosh Hashanah. Because to you, it doesn't look like a mechitza. It looks like a mechitza on the dad. To you, it doesn't look like a mechitza. If you're in a hack, Rabbeinu Tam implies, then you're fine. Because then if you're from where you're standing, it is near a mechitza. Rabbeinu Tam is not mechalik in Sukkah and Shabbos. You see Rabbeinu Tam himself, the way he's brought that in Atisus. He compares Sukkah to Shabbos. Because Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have this distinction, and Rabbeinu Tam holds, just like by Sukkah, what we care about is the guy on the inside, so by Shabbos also we care about the guy on the inside. So therefore, Chak is never a problem, the problem is only by a tell. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Tzarfat. So Rashi holds that by Shabbos we care about how it looks to the outside. Sukkah and Erev Chatzer is a taka different. Rabbeinu Tam is not Mechalik in Sukkah and Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam holds, even by Shabbos, it matters what we care about is how it looks on the inside. Only. We don't care about how it looks on the outside. A tell is a problem, a chak is not. And then the Rambam brings the sheet of the Tzarfatim. The Rechis is talking about a tell, but not in the context of Erev Chatzeres. That's what I think the Achayim are different than Rabbeinu Tam. He's talking about a tell, that's true, like that's similar to Rabbeinu Tam, that really said in Lord Erevin. But the Chiddush of the Achayim is that Rechis is not talking about Shabbos at all, he's only talking about Erev Chatzeres. Not talking about Rosh Hashanah at all, only talking about Erev Chatzeres. And the logic behind that is that when it comes to Shabbos, since Shabbos is for the Bnei Rishis, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, since the Mechitza there is for the Bnei Rishis Rabbim also, so there's no problem even with the Tel, there's no problem with the Kaf, and there's no problem with the Tel, because as long as it's near a Mechitza to somebody, either the outsiders or the insiders, but somebody sees it as a Mechitza, so it's a Mechitza in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And therefore there's no, all the Gemara is, but Kaf is not a problem, because the Kaf could be a Mechitza, and all the Gemaras of well, there's no Gemaras about Tel, but all the Gemaras of Chak are not a problem, because the Chak is fine, it's near Kemechitza for the people on the outside. On the other hand, the Tel is also not a problem, because near Kemechitza for the people on the outside, also good. Davka by Erev Chatzeres, where we're not interested in the Bnei Rishis Rabbi, we're only interested in the Bnei Rishis Yochid, there's a problem of a Tel, because the person in that Chotzer, it has to be near Kemechitza. Doesn't help that it's near Kemechitza for his neighbor. What we need is to be near Kemechitza for him. And that's what the Chayim are different than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, they both say it's still not a tell, but Rabbeinu Tam learns still not a tell even for Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Because even to make a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it has to be near Kemechitza b'fnim. It doesn't help that it's near Kemechitza b'chutz. And the Chayim pirshu that for Shabbos it's not that it's near Kemechitza b'chutz. This is still not Erev Chatzeres, but Erev Chatzeres has to be near Kemechitza b'fnim. It would be mistaken that even according to the Chayim, by a Sukkah also has to be near Kemechitza b'fnim. If we could construct the case, I don't know if there's even could be a case. If we could construct a case by Sukkah, where it would be near Kemechitza b'chutz and not near Kemechitza b'fnim, then I think that would also be no good according to the Chayim. Because Sukkah is similar to Erev Chatzeres. We care about the inside, not the outside. But hard to imagine what a case could be. What? I guess you have Sukkah and a tel with the Mechitza of Chamish Tvachim and Sikha Chagabla. Yeah, right, that would be a case. What? Well, you'll have the schach will be high up. The schach will be high up. Right, that would be a case. That will not work. Even according to the Chayim, I think that probably wouldn't work. Because it's analogous to Erev Chatzeres. Yeah, that's not a Gemara anyway, so like, you know, fine, it doesn't have to work. Okay, that's why I want to be nice if I think in there I'm a little bit different than yesterday. Okay, take a look at the end of Tosis. So where we get to end of Tosfos, to the middle of Tosfos. So Tosfos says, brings Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, that Rav Chisda is talking about a tel. And he has two tzurim, either a tel b'shus harabim, or the case of Erev Chatzeres. Vim Taima. Yeah, it's like middle, halfway down the Tosfos. Vim Taima, v'yach shevel rishus hayochid, mitam diboy monach al midi u'mishtamish. Get asked him v'reish chaloin, v'an erbin. Gabi amud, v'shus ha'abim g'loy asar, v'rochav arba, v'nodz b'yosid kol shu. V'miyatoy, because now it's not a mokum that's royal u'mishtamishus. V'milik kulu b'yaseidois, kol shu kulu rishus hayochid. What can you do on top of this? The bed of nails. What can you do on top of this amud? Hoyel viboy monach al imidi u'mishtamish. The daiklam ihod omer Rabbi Yochanan bor b'chul yom mitzaraf lasar. And the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Yochanan. It's a memory that bor b'chul yom mitzaraf lasar, which the Gemara takes to mean not only in the height, but it's also mitzaraf in the width. The chul is mitzaraf to the width of arba tefachim. Kolayim v'chechi mitzaraf lasar l'min oimek goyin mitzaraf l'arbon in reichov. How does the Gemara know? Because he explains to him, Masnish, the Shabbos, Perek HaZorik, Perek HaMaitzi, Tefillin, Dekhtani Chulis HaBosh, and Gvay HaSorah, Chovim Dal, Dayak, Rav Yechonon. So Rav Yechonon's whole deal is from the Mosh and the Gemara of the Mishnah, Chulis HaBor, Shem Gvay HaSorah, Rav Chovim Dal, Arbo, and it's called Rishus HaYochid, so Rav Yechonon's Medayak, it's HaSorah with the Chulio. Well, the same deal says that it's Dal with the Chulio. Yechonon Tani HaSorah, Tani Nami Dal. Bottom line, it says in that Gemara that a bar b'chulio also, even if the bar itself is not four tefachim wide, only with the chulio is four tefachim wide, and the Gemara says that it's called Rishus HaYochid because he boy manach alimidi mishtamish. You could board across the top, and you could be mishtamish. You just explain the Gemara. By my chashiv Rishus HaYochid alim mishtamish l'vereichiv sha'avim afsik el ma'is lech lemeimah de manach alimidi mishtamish. So hachinami. So here also by the case of Gidur Chamisha Mechitza, a tel with the Mechitza on top, why don't you say, Boy Monach Limidu Mishtamish? Tosfos answers, Yishloi Medoch Amari Betel Shuroch of Harbi, Be'eser Amo Yisrei, Be'esrim, Ken Chotzer, Dolei Shayach Lachshiv Lushus Yoch, and Mitam Dibon Ech Limidu, Yelab Dov, Et Sar, Ken Amur Roch of Dalet. If you have a large area, you can't say Monach Limidu Mishtamish. What are you going to take? So the board that's 20 Amos long, it's not Shayach. So the sorry boy monach limid is only by small amudim and so on. But let's think about Tosfos' kasha first. Tosfos asked why the Rav Chisda said that bor b'chulio that gidur chamisha mechitza chamisha ain't mitzarfen, and it's not a rishus hayochid. And we're talking about it at the point of Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about a tel, five tefachim tall, and a mechitza on top of it, five tefachim. Rav Chisda says they're not mitzarf, it's not a rishus hayochid. Tosfos' kasha was why not? You boy monach limid, you could put something on top, and you could be. You could be mishtamish. The chayra, what's the kasha? Maybe in chanami. Maybe in kud. And maybe it is just a yochid on top. But Reb Chisda was talking about inside. Let's say this would be true. Let's say without Tosfos' teretz. In Tosfos Kasha, Iboyo Monach Limidu Mishtamish. So where exactly is this Rishus HaYochid? You have a tel is five tefachim tall, and you have a tel is five tefachim tall, and you made machitzas that are five tefachim high. So Tosfos asks, Rav Chisda says it's not Rishus HaYochid because I kula begitta and I kula b'machitza. Tosfos is asking, what do you mean? To put a board across, and now it's Rishus HaYochid. You made it into an amud. That's royal Mishtamishus. Tosfos asked that as a kasha. How can a priest say this is not a rishus hayochid? It is a rishus hayochid. Why monach alimidu mishtamish? So why didn't Tosfos answer pashut? Who says that? Maybe up here is a rishus hayochid because you buy monach alimidu, and this place on top over here is on top of an amud, in effect that's royal mishtamishus and is gavay asara v'rechov adalid. But a priest is talking about the guy who's standing on top of the tel. What is the help for him that you could put a board across the top and you would have a mokum mishtamishus up here? But where's the? But he's down here. He needs the mechitz. He needs the mechitz of the tel. He needs a gidur that's going to be makif him on top of the hill. So what does it help him? He boy monach alimidu mishtamish. So interesting is that the Tosfos HaRosh in Gittin by Rav Chisda, by Gidul Chamisha Mechitzas Chamisha, says that Teres B'Feresh. He says in Echnami, Rav Chisda is not talking about on top. On top is Taka Gudi. Boy, Monach Lamidi Mishtamch. Rav Chisda is talking about for the guy on top of the tail. For the guy on top of the tail, the Monach Lamidi doesn't do anything. He's medamit the Tosfos HaRosh. It's interesting. He's medamit to the case in the Gemara of Shabbos Daf Zayin. We have a bias that's 10 tefachim tall with the roof, but inside the house is less than 10 tefachim tall, and you didn't dig a hole yet. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha on top of the roof? It's Rosh Hashiochet. What's the halacha inside the house? It's not Rosh Hashiochet. If you chakak, a bias says it becomes Rosh Hashiochet, but without being chakak now. Why? Because you can have a case where on top of the roof is a Rosh Hashiochet, because you have, it's like an amud that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, so on top of the roof is a Rosh Hashiochet. But inside the house, it's not a Rosh Hashiochet that's Gvaya Sarah Baruch Avdala. Doesn't have a, inside the house, it's not a Rosh Hashiochet. So Al Derech Zeh, so you see, there could be a Rosh Hashiochet on the roof that doesn't make it a Rosh Hashiochet inside the house. So Al Derech Zeh, here you have an amud that's 10 tefachim tall, because you buy one of Chalimidi, so you have a Rosh Hashiochet on top of the house. But I want to have a Rosh Hashiochet on top of the hill. To have a Rosh Hashiochet on top of the hill, it's not enough that I have boy moynachal amidi and I can make him an amud. I need to have the hekif of the mechitzas, the namakif al roishi. For that, I have to use the mechitzas with the tel, and that's not mistarf because it's like kulu begidu like kulu bemechitza.
If you're standing inside the thing and you didn't actually put something on top of it, right. So then when we meet, isn't just the potential of something on top of it enough? So then we shouldn't be able to say goda sigmatin stuff on the mechitzos that are chamish right now, because that's the only way to make the space on top of it. So it's just say up in this place, and it comes out that you have mechitzos which are even higher than, which are 10 themselves for the guy standing on top of himself.
Maybe Tosfos holds it. The fact that I could put something on top,
so that's just the potential.
It makes it that these mechitzas are good mechitzas.
If it wasn't,
and when they're good mechitzas, they're good mechitzas for me too.
Right, meaning, if the whole point is that you could put something there, so what? How come on top after you put something there works? Because you say go to sit mechitzas. So now the walls themselves have this extension, so the walls are already 10. It's often different than
I don't know if you need that step. So why don't you say, without the gudasik, I mean, maybe it works for gudasik, but I don't know if you need that step. And the fact that this would become a shuseyochid, or makes it potentially, from the fact that you have a potential, this is a shuseyochid. So, and why did I say over there that it's a gidud, or I call it a gidud, a gulub mechitzu? But do you sure you would put a daf across the top? Why wouldn't I say the same thing? Like kulu b'gidu, like kulu b'mechitza. The answer is that le'inyan, if I put a daf on top, this would not be a mechitza, it would be a gidu. So that's the svar. Like, why if I put a daf on top, does the top become Rosh Hashiochet? Why don't I still say, like kulu b'gidu, like kulu b'mechitza? It's not like a regular amud. A regular amud is kulu b'gidu. Here it's half gidu, it's half mechitza. Our chitza says that's a problem, so it should be a problem even for the guy who puts a daf on top. Some of the answer is no, because if you put the daf on top, we're Indian. If you put the daf on top and you want to be mishtamish on top of it, this is no longer a mechitza, this is a gidud. I basically made a hollow tel, or partially a hollow tel. So this is not a mechitza. Mechitza means it's a mechitza that's makif, what's down, but what's down, what's on the floor, and the mechitza rises up. A gidud if it's a tell, a gidud is where it's a mechitza that I'm going to be mishtamish on top of it. Well, I'm not sure actually that's the scientific distinction here. A kula gidud, kula mechitza, friend of mine, means this is nitpas is one thing, this is nitpas as things goes up, and this is nitpas as a drop that goes down.
The way I'm saying it answers is also Arjun's kind of stuff. More on Shabbos, that more on Shabbos. It's not just the potential to have Yiboy Manach there, it's actually the roof of your house and the mind of the house itself for you. So we can't say that the wall is like the wall that goes all the way up. And
yeah, but that's certainly true. In the case of the Gemara Shabbos, inside I don't have Mechitzas Asar. Here I have mechitzas hasara. My problem is that it's chetzi begidur, chetzi b'mechitza.
So he says,
it's amazing. The fact that the manach alamidi, and then it'll be shesiyachar on top, makes it that these mechitzas should be able to be mistar. The gidur and the mechitzas should be able to mistar it, since vis-a-vis a daf al gabo, it would be kulei begidur. Even if that's true, so fine. So vis-a-vis on top, it's kulei begidur. But vis-a-vis the guy on top of the tail, it's still chetzi begidur, chetzi mechitzah. So I have good mechitzas for on top. So you're saying, because I didn't put the daf there. Yeah, but the whole reason why it's a good mechitzah on top is because I could put a daf there, and then it would be kulei begidur. So fine. So that's enough to make it a shesiyachar on top. But it still shouldn't make it into a shesiyachar on top of the hill.
That's what I'm saying. The Gemara says that for the guy who's standing on top of the boy manach, the reason why it works is because the
wall. Oh, so you're saying, since if I put the daf on top, I would have a Rosh Hashiyachid over here, and how would it be a Rosh Hashiyachid? Because that would be Kulei Begidu, then I would say Gudasik. So now, even for the guy in the tell, he can't use this part, he can't use the tell, but he can borrow the Gudasik from the guy on top. Since the guy on top has a Gudasik, so it's a Gudasik for the guy on top of the tell too. Yeah, okay, maybe Tess Rosh Holds, you can't do that. It's a Gudasik for the person who has the Mechitzus. But for the person who doesn't have the mechitzas, it's not a good asset. This is also touched in Erevin, the Fayin Ches, by the case of Bor Bukhlu Yosoi, once you have a Bor, five Kochim would say, but then on top of the Bor, you have the Chulio. After the Erevin's case, Bor Bukhlu Yosoi, Mistachim Lassar, and the Gemara says that and the Gemara says that this bor is not four tefachim across. It's a very small bor. It's only four tefachim across with the chulya. With the chulya, it's four tefachim across. And the Gemara says that that's mistar. That's the piece of Tosfos that we just read. That's the Gemara's raya that the bor manachol imidim mishtamish. Because how is this bor bukhlu yosoi mistar tarba tefachim? Because from the top of the chulia to the other top of the chulia, it's four tefachim across. The bar itself is not four tefachim across. And where's the malka mishtamish? So Gemara says, "Yivoy manachal amidu mishtamish." So Tosfos says in Erev in Dafayin Ches that this case of Bor Bukhlu Yosoi is a mistarfin lasora and it's rishus yochid. So Tosfos, it's a rishus yochid up here, but it's not a rishus yochid inside the bar. That's al derech Tosfos Rosh. That's mamish. That's the Tosfos Rosh mamish. And our Tosfos seems to be chayil. Our Tosfos seems to hold that where you have a boy manachal amidi, or manachal of midi, then not only is it a shesiyachar on top, but it's a shesiyachar inside the bar. So that's a shalom. What's the nekudas hamachaykes here between Taisa Rosh and Taisa Erevin on the one hand, and the Taisa Bayas on the other? Taisa Rosh, Taisa Erevin say, whenever you have a boy manachal amidi, it's a shesiyachar on top, it's not a shesiyachar inside. And that Taisa seems to hold that if you have a boy manachal amidi, then not only is it a shesiyachar on top, it's a shesiyachar inside as well. So there's a Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim in Perek Yudalad Shabbos Halacha Aleph doesn't talk about Atosis and Tosfos Rosh, but he talks about Tosfos and Erevin. Rav Chaim asks on Tosfos and Erevin. He says, "How can you tell me that it's only a Shesiyachid on top? It's not a Shesiyachid inside. It should be a Shesiyachid inside within the Chayre Shesiyachid. Even if the Shesiyachid knows, even if the bar itself doesn't have." Dalat Tvachim across. It doesn't have the wherewithal to be Rishus HaYochid. But if on top it's Rishus HaYochid, so in the bar should be Chayr Rishus HaYochid. Chayr Rishus HaYochid means Yad Rishus HaYochid, and then in the wall there's a hole. So the hole itself, the hole in the wall, which you could use to put things and so on. So that cubicle doesn't have itself the dimensions to be Rishus HaYochid, but it's Chayr Rishus HaYochid. It's not that Vachem told, but it's Chayr Rishus HaYochid, and it's able to be also has the status of Rishus HaYochid. We have more by in Shabbos Dav Zayin, by the Chakak, the Sfas HaChakak is also Rishus HaYochid, even though it's not 10 Vachem told. Only inside the Chakak is 10 Vachem told, but it's Chayr Rishus HaYochid. Chayr Rishus HaYochid don't have to be 10 Vachem told. So Chaim asks, even if it's only Rishus HaYochid on top, but inside it should be Chayr Rishus HaYochid. So Rav Chaim answers that it's a machlekes apoiskim. He says that it's a machlekes apoiskim if chayrish shayochid works in a char that's less than 4 tefachim wide. The Gemara is chayrish shayochid don't have to be 10 tefachim tall. But do they have to be 4 tefachim wide? Maybe if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not a makom at all. Maybe it can't even be chayrish shayochid. So Rav Chaim brings it to machlekes apoiskim. So he says, Tosfos apparently holds that chayrish shayochid have to be 4 tefachim wide. And since inside the bar is not 4 tefachim wide, it doesn't have the status of chayre rishus ha-yochid. That's Rav Chaim. So if that's the pshat, then by us, where it is 4 tefachim wide, the problem is not 10 tefachim tall, but it's certainly 4 tefachim wide. So then over here, chayre could be, or just maybe that's Tosfos kasha. It should be rishus yochid, then chayre rishus yochid. You can make a Rishus Yochid on top. Once it could be a Rishus Yochid on top, and once it is a Rishus Yochid on top, because he boy manach all of medium mishdamish. So once it's a Rishus Yochid on top, it becomes a Rishus Yochid inside the bar also. And here we don't have the problem that Rav Chaim ascribes to Tosfos in Erevin. Maybe there's no much like this Tosfos person and Tosfos in Erevin. Tosfos in Erevin filled in a case where it's not four tefachim across. So there he says, Rav Chaim says, oh, that's the challenge, Tosfos. You know why it's not Rishus Yochid? It's not four tefachim across. The Gemara, but Tosfos by us is talking about a tell, it's very wide. The problem is just on the height. Chayrish Yochid certainly helps with the height. So Mimela, maybe there's no stira between Tosfos and Erevin and Tosfos by us. Tosfos is asking, on top, since he boy monach of medium mishdamish, it becomes Rishus Yochid on top. Once it's Rishus Yochid on top, then it should be Rishus Yochid inside the tell also, because it's Chayrish Yochid. Yeah, but Tosfos Rosh is not the way. So Tosfos is nothing that is Chayrish Yochid, nonetheless. So we still don't know what the machlekes Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh. Not so clear. Maybe Tosfos Rosh holds, you can't say boy monachal of midi. Because the whole reason why this thing is Rishus Yochid is because you boy monachal of midi. But if you be monachal of midi, you wouldn't be able to be mishtamish on top of the tel. So even though you don't actually have to put down the board, it's enough you have the potential to put down the board. But still, the whole reason why on top it's called Rishus Yochid is because potentially I could put down the board. But if I did put down a board, this would not be Chayr Rishus Yochid. Because I would have no access to it. It wouldn't be a Mishtamish Rishus Yochid. So in Mela, you can't say that this is Rishus Yochid and Chayr Rishus Yochid. Maybe Tyson holds that the way. Even though the top is only Rishus Yochid because I could put down the board, but the mice, I don't have to put down the board. Now there's no board. And now if the top is Rishus Yochid, the tail is Chayr Rishus Yochid. Ulai. Anyway, it's a little speculation. What's going on over here? But anyway, so you did this is the Rav Chaim in the Shabbos. Chaim the Feirish says that there's an issue here of Chayrish, that if, even if the top is a Rishus Yochid, we dini by a Morachal of Midi. And Taisa says, but in the bar it's not a Rishus Yochid. Rav Chaim says, but it should be Chayrish Yochid. I Taisa says that it's not, so Rav Chaim says it gets out on the technicality. Says, well, because Taisa is going like the sheep, does Chayrish Yochid have to be four tefachim wide? But the Etzim of Chaim is Mechadish, that by rights, in the bar should be Chayrish Yochid. In our case, we don't have that technicality about Dalet Tefachim across. So we could use Rav Chaim to explain over here the Pshat and the Tosfos. And the issue between Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos holds that it's Chayrish HaSiyochid and Tosfos HaRosh holds not. Maybe it's Sosim and Tosfos. Tosfos going with Chayrish HaSiyochid, a little bit Sosim and Tosfos. Maybe something else going on in Tosfos. Okay. Let's just finish with Tosfos. Oh, the end of Tosfos is a big deal. In Torah, the Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Bayis, and Torah Chasor, the Chok, Kabbalah Shlim, and Lassor, the Ma'ir, and Mechalik, and Gavin, and Yeshim, Sras, Chak, and Tosfos, Gimel, Tvachit. Shlem, and the Dome, Shabbos, and Lomnei, Regal, Rab, and Musuk, and Dvin, and Mechisis, and Smuchas, and Schach. All right, this bottom part of Tosfos, we already spoke about a little bit. We spoke about the Tosfos, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ran, that we talked about earlier on, and I'm at Aleph already. But what I still want to talk about is the Ramban and the Rosh. I think I'm going to leave it till after the break. I'll leave it after the break. Just to send you to tell you the problem. Tosfos asks, all the Rishonim ask. In our Gemara it says you need Lovod. To connect the Chakak with the Kaisel, you need Lovod. It's further away than Lovod, you can't connect it. You go to Shabbos, by Abaye, we talk to also about a Chakak, very similar case. There's not a word there about Lovod. The Mashmai says you don't need Lovod. The Chakak is mistarf with the Kaisel to be a Mechitza Vassar. So Maishno. So Taisis, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ram, they all are Mechalik more or less in the same basic approach. Maybe in the fine tuning there might be slight nuances of difference. Same basic approach that for in from mechitzas of Shabbos you can have siruf without lomud. Because by the mechitzas of Shabbos I'm not interested in the mechitzah, in the chetz of the mechitza. I'm interested in the pu'ul of the mechitza, the gidr of the mechitza. That I feel that the person in the Rishas Yochid is mukav from the Bekiya Sarabim. Since I'm only interested in the effect of the mechitza, so therefore it doesn't matter if the mechitza is in increments. But the effect is one effect. So incrementally, the different sections of mechitza, which are maybe far apart from each other, nonetheless, they rise to Asarat Tochim. The effect is to be Menei Bekiya Sarabim, and therefore it's a fine, I'm able to, I don't have to have the love. By Shenkin comes to Sukkah. By Sukkah, the mechitza, besides having the effect of the gibur, the mechitza itself is part of the chefs of the Sukkah. Tosis and Shabbos airs says besukas 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 with Ashram that you need to have gimel chanos. Other Yisraelim air that you need, but that's why you have to have mechitzas hasmuchas deschach because it has to be nearest kishelo. The mechitza has to be seen as part of the sukkah. Tosis talks about the tefilas have to be somach deschach. That's what Tosis means as well. Anyway, all basically the same, bringing out the same idea that when it comes to sukkah, the mechitza is not only for the pu'ula of the gidur. The mechitza itself is part of the chetz of the sukkah, and therefore I have to have a tzira, because if I have half a mechitza over here and half a mechitza over there, so I don't have a mechitza. And this, the chetz of the mechitza is part of the tzach. That's the answer of all these yishayim. Rashba and Ritva are on Shabbos, and then there's a Ritva by us as well, and Iran by us as well. And Taisus. Here in Shabbos. There's another teretz, which is very famous teretz, Tosfos Shoshana. Tosfos Shoshana in Shabbos says that in the Chanami, you need lovod. Without lovod, there's no tziruf. You cannot be mesarach the chak with the kaisel without lovod, not by sukkah, not by Shabbos. But in the case of Shabbos, says the Tosfos Shoshana, I don't need to be mesarach the chak to the kaisel for a shir of asarat vachim. Because the kaisel by itself is a shir of asarat vacham on the outside with the kiwi. That's the case in the Gemara and Shabbos. So I already have a mechitza on the outside. And apparently he holds, and that's this radical chiddush of the Tosfos Shoshana, that mechitza Shabbos don't need to be a mechitza on the inside, they only need to be a mechitza on the outside. This is sort of reminiscent of what we've been talking about in the Ramban, the whole discussion we had before in the Ramban with Rav Chisda. Does it have to be nirak mechitza on the inside, nirak mechitza on the outside? But we're talking here much more radical. The discussion in the Ramban that we had back and forth, without going into the whole back and forth, is where does it have to be near the mechitza? You know, if in the eye of the beholder it's not near the chutz, maybe it's enough as near the b'fnim, vice versa. The Tosfos Shoshana is something much more radical. Not that on the inside it's not near the mechitza. On the inside there is no mechitza. Because on the inside, it's only the kais is only let's say, 8 tefachim tall. And the chak's not mitzarev, because it's not lovot, and he holds you need lovot to be mitzarev. There is no mechitza on the inside. There's only a mechitza on the outside. Says the Tosfos Shoshana, good enough. Shabbos only has the mechitza on the outside to be Medea Bekiyas Rabbim. If that's the case, why do you need the chak at all? Forget the chak. I have a mechitza on the outside that's 10 tefachim tall. I was Medea Bekiyas Rabbim. Automatically, Shiv Yishus Yochid on the inside. Says the Tosfos Shoshana, because the Rishus Yochid, the Rishus itself has to be 10 tefachim tall. If the Rishus is not 10 tefachim tall, it doesn't help that I have a mechitza. So therefore, I have to be chaykik in order to have a Rishus of 10 tefachim. But that's not the mechitza. The mechitza is the mechitza of the is the mechitza on the outside. He doesn't fear ice the Tosfos Shoshana, and why is it different by Sukkah? Okay, so he explained how it works by Shabbos, and why is by Sukkah different? Why by Sukkah do you need to have lovod? So there's two possibilities. Either, Svasemis understands this way, either he thinks that really Sukkah is the exact same thing, but the case in our Gemara is that it's not 10 tefachim tall even on the outside. When it says that a Sukkah is the Wuzlamatim Esther Tvachim, it means even with the roof it was Wuzlamatim Esther Tvachim. That's one possibility. Could be. That's a poshut. What is going on in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about halal sukkah. The Mishnah is talking about a sukkah with the halal is less than asarat vachim. It certainly includes cases where with the schach maybe rolls above ten vachim. The Mishnah still calls that lematane asarat vachim, and on that the Gemara says that chokak lachim works only with lovod. The chayr of the pashtus is that it's including cases where the halal is less than asarat vachim, but with the schach it is asarat vachim, and still in all the Gemara says that the chak has to have lovod. So maybe, but it could be altogether that it's not the same. Shabbos is noya b'kiyas rabim, so then it's enough that the mechitza, you have a mechitza on the outside, don't even mechitza on the inside. Sukkah, why do the mechitza has to be that the mechitza's by sukkah? Why do you have to have a mechitza on the inside? You can't have a mechitza only on the outside. If it's only mechitza on the outside, not a mechitza on the inside, then why do that's not that, that's defeats the whole purpose of the mechitza. Mechitza sukkah is for the inside. It's even maybe another hadgosha. If it's only mechitza on the outside, So then, ein lecho mechitza rechoyke min eschachar, yesem izeh. The mechitza and the eschachar rechoyke rechoyke misuk mimayr. If you want to get to the mechitza of the eschachar, you have to go all the way around the world. Because it's only mechitza facing out, it's not a mechitza facing at all. That's a little push in a sukkah, you can't have it. You have to have mechitza smuchel eschachar, but it's a mechitza on the inside too. So by sukkah, you have to use the inside of the mechitza. For the inside of the mechitza, you have to have a mechitza on the inside. To the mechitza on the inside, you have to have lobot. That's the territory of the Tosfos Yishon. The Ramban is very sure. The Ramban, well, we have to see the Ramban this time, but the Ramban, the first paragraph, he starts off sounding like the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rav. Shabbos, by Sukkah, it says, Besukkahs, you need Tfanois. By Shabbos, just Lenoya, Bekias, Rabim. So it sounds like he's winding up to say the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rav. And then, so here you need chetz, you need tfanis, yeah, you need a tziruf. Sukkahs of a Shabbos only loy reil rabim, so you don't need to have a tziruf, so it could be rochel. But then, and then he says, and therefore by Shabbos, since on the outside it's a mechitza together with the tikra, it's good enough. On the outside it's good enough, and I don't, and the guy inside is considered to be an ushusayok, since there's mechitzas on the outside. The Rosh also quotes, he brings this Lashon the Ramban, doesn't say the Ramban by name, but he says almost the same Lashon as the Ramban, and he adds Beferish, and if we don't have to be Mitzar of the Chakak, I don't need the Tzirif of the Chakak, I have Mechitzas on the outside. That already sounds like the Tosfos Shon. The wind-up sounds like he's about to say the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, but the pitch, because he says the Tosfos Shon. So maybe that would be, we could be Nidchak, and say that no, he wasn't winding up to the Rashba at all. He was winding up to Tosfos Shon. He's saying here it says besukkahs. So therefore, you have to have mechitzas even on the inside. Has to be mechitzas through and through. But Shabbos is only when they read the rabbim, so it's enough that it's a mechitzas on the outside. Maybe that's what he's really saying. But then the pella is the next line is the paragraph where he asks, Rav Chisda says that Gidul Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, in Mistarfin, so how can Abai say that you Mistarf the Kaisel of Chakak? What are you talking about? You just told me that we don't need to be Mistarf the Chakak because the Kaisel is the whole Mechitza because on the outside it's a Sarat Fachim. So we're not being Mistarf the Kaisel of Chakak. So what do you want from Rav Chisda? The first paragraph and the disconnect between what he says in the first paragraph and what he says in the second paragraph. First paragraph, he says like the Tosfos Shon. If you say like Tosfos Shon, then the whole mechitza is on the outside. So then, what does that do with Rav Chisda? Go out of the Rosh doesn't have the whole discussion about Rav Chisda. The Rosh doesn't have. So the Rosh itself could just be the Tosfos Shon. But in the Ramban is mamish apel. It's like goes back and forth. Leave me only that there's a shibush in the Ramban. Something missing in the Ramban. But it's mamish bizarre. He winds up to the Tosfos. He starts off sounding like he's about to say the Rosh, but there's nothing in the Ramban. That's here. It's Pesukah. The Shabbos is the Noyer Regular Rabbim. It sounds like he's coming, and therefore Bechomidi this Noyer Regular Rabbim is good enough. That's also has the loss. Sukkah, you need Pesukah. Needs Fanis. But by Shabbos, you only need to be Noyer Regular Rabbim, and Kol Midi or Bechom Bechol. I forget exactly the loss. Maybe somebody has it. By Shabbos, in Shabbos, Kol Hechid Eli Bokir Rabbim Kali Shusi Yochad. Kol Hechid, it doesn't matter how, as long as there's no Bekis Rabbim. So that it sounds like he wants to, what's this Kol Hechid? He means even if it's without a Tziruf. Then he turns around and he says, V'ho Yisdu L'mechitzis Bachutz, V'havu Asara, Hilkut Fech Hekram, Tech Mechitz Tassar Abi. Then he says, Tosh Shon. So again, like I said before, maybe it's not the end of the world. The Kol Hechid, when he says that Shabbos, it's only when there's Bekis Rabbim, and Kol Hechid Eli Bokir Rabbim Shusi Yochad, he doesn't mean when they're far apart. No, they can't be far apart. He means when it's only a mechitz on the outside, not on the inside. So what? The mechitz became a good job. Maybe not the end of the world. But the biggest pell is the next line. V'ika de kashile ha'minim perik ha'mevi get and give the chamisha mechitz ha'chamitzei mitztarfen. So how over here is the how can Abai say the kaisel is mitztarfen t'chad? You just told me that we don't need to be mitztarfen t'chad. That's the pell. I know, there's a lot of, I mean, this is an infamously problematic Ramban. Maybe you have to say Torah over here. I don't know what kind of Torah can solve this problem. Or needs, I really think it needs a Haggah, but I don't know what the Haggah could be. I don't know. Something crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's also very striking. It's also very striking. The Rash for the Ritz for the Ran, that's all the Beis Medrash for the Rama. And they all go with this Mahalach that you can make it sit in Shabbos, you don't need Lovot to be Mitzah. Some they took it from the Ramban. I mean, anyway, it's the Beis Medrash for the Rama. On the other hand, we have the Rosh, who's not necessarily Beis Medrash for the Ramban, but the Rosh is quoting the Ramban Mamash word for word. Kimat word for word. He's obviously, the Rosh does take many things from the Ramban. Sounds like he took this from the Ramban, but the Rosh clearly says the Tosfos Shon. He speaks out of Beferish that therefore you don't need to misarf the Chakak. That last line, that last punchline, you know, the Ramban didn't speak out. The Rosh speaks it out of Beferish. You don't need the Chakak because you have the Mechitza Lechutz. So he seems to read the Ramban to be the Tosfos Shon. So I don't know. That's why I think that it's not so. That maybe it really is. There's like maybe the Ramban said both things, but maybe there's a line missing and it's like two different Teutzim in the Ramban. Something up there, because maybe both things are happening there, but we're missing. So the wind up was really to the Rosh, but there is the Ritz from the Rosh. Then he had like another teretz. Maybe it's enough to mechitzas b'chutz. And then when he asked Rav Chisda, maybe that was really only looking the first teretz, not looking the second teretz. Yeah, even that is a little bit problematic. So we should speak that out. Any of that? I don't know. It's a share, but I don't know that I have a. I don't know if we have anything to be basic to the sermon, but that you have to know. Okay. Fine, stop here. So, Mr. Shem, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this Ramban, I don't know, but otherwise, we want to go on to the next subject of Amud and then God.
What about Nachman?
Good.
Yes.